KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
In high school basketball around the area last night, in boys' hoops, a game heard here on KJAN, it was Adair Casey beating Tri-Center by a final of 58-44. Also, Cam over Iowa Christian, 58-31. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Madrid, 50-40. Creston topping Winterset, 67-52. Earlham beat West Central Valley, 73-69. Guthrie Center over Woodward Granger, 63-33. Harlan beat Glenwood, 76-68. It was Lennox over Stanton, 59-49. Red Oak topping Corning, 70-41. Riverside beat Logan Magnolia 73-30, and West Harrison over Heartland Christian 75-59. In girls Monday night basketball, Tri-Center defeated Adair Casey 46-30 in the other half of our broadcast doubleheader last night. Adair Casey suffering its first loss of the season. Also in girls hoops, Cam defeated Iowa Christian 29-27. It was Fremont Mills over Shenandoah 45-43. Riverside beat Logan Magnolia 48-27, while Stanton was a 66-24 winner over Lenox last night. We have boys Hawkeye 10 conference basketball tonight for you here on the radio as Atlantic visits Denison this evening. You can hear that game live tonight here on AM 1220, FM 101.1. You can catch it on the web as well. We're streaming live at KJAN.com. And if you've downloaded the free KJAN app to your smartphone, you can listen to it on your phone as well. 7:30 is a scheduled start time tonight. That's Atlantic at Denison, and we'll have it live for you here on KJAN. Well, the Iowa boys high school basketball top 10 poll from the Associated Press out yesterday afternoon showed Iowa City West number one in Class 4A. In 3A, Atlantic is up to number two this week. Vinton Shelsburg is number one rated, with Atlantic in at number two. They're up a couple of spots. Centerville is number three. Davenport Assumption is four. And Creston is up a notch to number five this week. Carroll also jumps into the poll. They're in at number 10. In 2A, West Fork is the number one team again this week, with Nottoway Valley ranked fourth and IKM Manning at number five. Also, Class 1A, it's Danville number one. Murray is number nine, while Riverside is at number 10 in this week's poll. Also yesterday, the Iowa High School Athletic Association announced the 3A and 4A boys postseason basketball pairings. In Class 3A, Substate number 8, the district semifinals will be Monday, February 18th. It'll be Atlantic at home. The Trojans will host ADM in a first-round boys district game. That's a district semifinal. We'll have that game that night for you here on the radio. Also on the other side of that bracket, Winterset will play at Creston. Those two winners will face off at Greenfield at Nottoway Valley High School on February 21st, a Thursday night, and we'll have that game for you as well. Also, Greene County will play at Carroll, and Glenwood will play at Harlan on the opposite side of the district of the substate bracket. The Greene County Carroll winner plays the Glenwood Harlan winner at Denison in the district finals, with the substate final on February 25th. In Class 3A Substate number 1, the district semis include Denison at Bishop Heelan Catholic, Sergeant Bluff Luton at Lamar's, Estherville Lincoln Central at MOC Floyd Valley, and Storm Lake at Spencer. The district finals will be Thursday, February 21st, with a substate final on the 25th. Also in Class 4A and Substate number 1, the quarterfinal round of the Substate has Abraham Lincoln at Lewis Central and Thomas Jefferson at Sioux City West on Monday, February 18th. The Substate semis have Sioux City East facing the Abe Lincoln Lewis Central winner, while Sioux City North will await the Thomas Jefferson Sioux City West winner. The Substate final is set for February 26th. Iowa State made it 20 straight at home as the Cyclones clobbered Oklahoma 83-64 in Big 12 play last night. The Cyclones connected on 11 three-pointers as they improved to 6-3 in the Big 12.
I certainly anticipated a very close game. You know, that's a very well-coached team, you know, as we've always talked about with Lon Kruger. You know, he just does such a good job of running actions to get those guys shots, plays to the strengths of his players. But I thought our overall preparation in the last day and a half, you know, when you play a team like this, you really have to be locked in. And if you're not, They're going to come out and expose you, and it's going to be a tough game. But I thought our overall awareness just of screens, they run a ton of misdirection-type plays, but just everybody out there helping each other, having each other's back, I thought was the best we've done all year.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg. The Cyclones connected on 8 of 16 three-pointers in the first half.
You know, I think we had six guys hit threes in the first 10 minutes. Makes you pretty tough to guard when you're having that type of ball movement and guys rising up with confidence.
Will Clyburn led the Cyclones last night. He had 19 points.
You know, another great game for Will. I think this is five games in a row now where he's, you know, putting up almost 20 points per game and almost 10 rebounds. And, you know, he goes out there tonight, gets four offensive rebounds, you know, gets to the line again, makes all his free throws, and makes 7 out of 10. Just a very efficient game by Will.
Iowa State improves to 16-6 overall with that victory at home last night. Well, the ninth-ranked Syracuse Orange halted a two-game skid last night, stretching the nation's longest winning streak at home to a school record 36 games. C.J. Fair had 18 points and 10 rebounds as the Orange downed number 25 Notre Dame 63-47. That matched the season low for points for the Irish, who were held to 47 in a home loss 2 weeks ago to Georgetown. The only other top 25 game was a Big East matchup as Lamar Patterson's 12 points led number 23 Pittsburgh to a 56-46 triumph against visiting Seton Hall. Over the fifth straight week, there's a new number one in the Associated Press college basketball poll. This time it's Indiana. The Hoosiers held the top spot for the first 5 weeks of the regular season. They moved up two places after their weekend win over number one Michigan and number two Kansas lost to Oklahoma State. Duke started the current streak of new number ones and was followed by Louisville, Duke again, Michigan, and then Indiana. The Hoosiers received 58 first-place votes from the 65-member national media panel, while Florida, which jumped two spots to second, got the other seven. Michigan fell to third. They're followed by Duke, Kansas, Gonzaga, Arizona, Miami, Syracuse, and Ohio State. In the NBA last night, it was Indiana topping Chicago 111-101. Washington beat the LA Clippers 98-90. Philadelphia surprised Orlando 78-61. It was Miami downing Charlotte 99-94. New York over Detroit 99-85. Oklahoma City big over Dallas 112-91. Portland's got by Minnesota 100-98. And Utah in overtime, a 98-91 winner over Sacramento. In the National Hockey League last night, Carolina 4-1 over Toronto. Dallas edged Colorado 3-2. Phoenix got by Minnesota 2-1. It was Vancouver in overtime, a 3-2 winner over Edmonton, while Anaheim skated past San Jose by a 2-1 final. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the wrestling team regional duels are scheduled for tonight. The team regional duels scheduled at eight different locations in Class 2A this evening. One of those locations is Creston tonight, where fifth-rated Creston Orient Maxburg will face Clorinda in a semifinal match. ADM will wrestle Atlantic in the other semifinal. The two winners of those matches will immediately turn around and face each other in the dual team finals tonight, the regional finals, with the winner of the meets tonight going on to the state meet. There are also meets going on at Davenport Assumption High School, Charles City, East Marshall, Humboldt, Mediapolis, Spencer, and Manchester tonight. They all get underway at 6 o'clock this evening. In Class 1A, eight meets scheduled as well. At Guthrie Center tonight, 6th-rated Audubon will face Panorama in a semi. Number 12-rated Guthrie Center faces Riverside in the other semifinal at Guthrie tonight. Those two winners will turn around and battle each other immediately after those matches are finished for the right to move on to the state dual team tournament. Also at Woodbury Central High School tonight, second-ranked Woodbury Central will wrestle Westwood, while East Mills wrestles Logan Magnolia. Those winners will then face off for the right to go to state as well. Sumner Fredericksburg, Emmitsburg, Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, Gilbertville, Clarion Goldfield, and Albernette are the locations for those other Class 1A dual team regionals tonight. 6 o'clock start times again on those, and the winners of those dual meets tonight will move on to the state meet. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says wide receivers coach Eric Campbell has left the Hawkeyes staff. Ferentz also says DJ Hernandez has joined his staff as a graduate assistant. He replaces David Ray, who left for a job at Texas Tech. Ferentz didn't elaborate on the departure of Campbell, who had been with the program since 2008, other than to say that Campbell wants to pursue other opportunities. But Iowa's passing game struggled mightily in 2012 as quarterback James Vandenberg threw just 7 touchdown passes in 12 games. Hernandez, the brother of New England Patriots star Aaron Hernandez, played wide receiver and quarterback at Connecticut. He spent 1 season at Brown before joining the Hurricanes in 2011. Ferentz says Hernandez will work with the team's tight ends. Well, what's next for Baltimore Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco? The MVP of Sunday's Super Bowl says he doesn't anticipate any problems signing a new contract with the Ravens now that his old deal has expired. He was outstanding during the postseason, throwing for 1,140 yards, 11 touchdowns, and no interceptions in 4 games. He could wind up with one of the biggest deals in NFL history, perhaps commanding somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 million a year. Meanwhile, Ravens coach John Harbaugh says it wasn't easy walking across the field to shake his younger brother's hand after beating Jim Harbaugh's 49ers in the NFL title game. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell both say they don't think the 34-minute power failure during the Super Bowl will hurt the Big Easy's chances of landing the 2018 NFL championship game. In an interview Monday with a local radio station, Landrieu said league owners were impressed with his city's performance, a sentiment echoed by Goodell at a morning news conference. Officials for the company that manages the Superdome and power provider Entergy New Orleans say an abnormality occurred where stadium equipment intersects with an electric feed early in the third quarter of Sunday's game. Much of the stadium's interior lighting was shut down while the system recycled. Baltimore is in party planning mode after their Super Bowl victory. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says the city's parade for the team begins at City Hall around 10:45 this morning. It'll end with a free celebration at M&T Bank Stadium. That lineup is still being finalized. And Baltimore's win over San Francisco in the NFL championship game fell short of setting a 4th straight viewership record. An estimated 108.4 million people watched Super Bowl 47 on CBS, which requested that the ratings figures not include a 30-minute period when there was a partial power outage at the Superdome. The Nielsen Company says the Ravens' win over the Niners was the 3rd most viewed program in television history. Both the 2010 and 2011 games hit the 111 million mark. Football viewership has generally declined this year, but with a thrilling finish, this year's game did become the 4th Super Bowl to record more than 100 million viewers. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.